Triple Flicks. Dropping ya, dropping ya. What's up, baby, baby? Chatty Bobcast. I'm sorry. We're 15 episodes in, dead gum. Aren't we? Or is this 16? Who fucking knows, man? I can't count. I'm leaving work, and it was... it wasn't a bad day today. I did have one fucko that we'll talk about. And he's an older gentleman. But you know what? I'm not giving that as a pass. Just because if you're old enough to get your ass into Best Buy and look for shit, you're not old enough to get... You're not getting exempted from this ass chewing. How's everybody doing today? It looks like it's fixing to stow'em. S-T-O-W. Stow'em. I don't know how to... Please don't hit me, jacked up truck! God! Why are you come whippy nay-naying it in here to... I meant to... Whatever. All I do is work, 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 work. All I do is work, 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 work. Who's saying that? Beyonce? Rihanna? Who's saying... I don't know. Who gives a shit? They both have billions of dollars, whoever it was. But today was good, man. We got through it. Every day that I survive is a day. It's a good one, right? Because all I do is work, 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 work. Stop, Chad. Stop it. So, if you're listening to this right now, thank you. Thank you. You know, I mean, it's becoming a pretty good thing. People seem to like it. So we're just going to keep pumping them out, man. You know? It's being released on a Wednesday morning or Tuesday night or whenever. This is Tuesday afternoon. I'm leaving work. And, I tried to record one Friday night, and it was such a clusterfuck of a drive home, it didn't even really work that well. But today, I had an older gentleman. He was probably in his 70s. He couldn't hear good. Spoiler alert. He came in, and he said, "Are you the gentleman that helped me earlier with a CD radio?" I said, "No, sir." I said, "But I can help you now. What do you need?" He said, "I need something." This is his exact words. "I need something that's going to play stories on disc and music on disc." I said, "Stories on disc? You mean books?" He said, "They're not books. They're stories on disc." I said, "Okay, sir. CDs. CD player. You also want an AM/FM radio." Didn't know AM radio still was a thing in 2019. But yeah. Here's a CD boombox with AM/FM radio on it. Can't believe we still have it here in 2019, but there the fuck it is. And I kept getting paged back to the customer service desk to help out up there, right? So I said, "Sir, I'll be right back. I'll get somebody back here with you. I got to go back up here," because he pulled me all the way across the store to help him. So I go back up there, and then I page, somebody needs to help him. So the original gentleman, my buddy that works there, ended up getting back to him and helping him out. And he told him he needed CDs, something that played CDs, records, and stories, or whatever the fuck he was talking about. Stories, what are we, anyway. So he sells him a record player that has the CD player, and has AM/FM, has everything that he said he wanted. But he tells the guy, my buddy that's helping him, that the other gentleman that was helping me needs more training. He didn't know what he was talking about. What the fuck did you say, motherfucker? I went by exactly what you said you wanted. Tell me I didn't know what I was talking about. So anyways, about 2 or 3 hours later, he comes back to customer service desk. Guess who he deals with? Me. He's returning that record player, CD player, storytelling machine that he bought. Because he said the guy misled him and sold him something he didn't need. Said he only needed something that played CDs and AM/FM radio. He was telling it to the lady that was up there at customer service with me. And he was talking bad about me and my buddy Chris. Like I wasn't standing the fuck right there. I said, sir, I helped you earlier. Was there a problem? He said, yeah, you just tried to get me out of the store. You didn't help me. I said, sir, I took you exactly where you wanted me to go. So anyways, she takes him back there. And guess what she gets him? The exact fucking thing that I was going to get him. That he said he didn't want. So then it was a difference in price where he got money put back on his card. I hand him the receipt. He takes 4 steps away from customer service and then looks back at me and said, did you hand me my receipt? I said, sir, just handed it to you. He said, are you sure? I said, positive. That man lost his receipt 4 steps after I handed it to him and he forgot that I gave it to him. How did he make it into Best Buy? I'm sure he's going to return that tomorrow and blame me for that. All I do is work. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. So that happened today. It did. It was so awesome. Makes for great storytelling, though. You know, hashtag storytelling machine. That's what this is called. Storytelling machine. That motherfucker asked me, he wanted something that played stories on CD. It plays stories on CD. What the fuck is on AM radio? What is on AM radio? Somebody enlighten me. What the fuck are you going to listen to? If I turned it on the AM radio station right now, what would be on it? Static, because there ain't nobody on. Who's listening and tuning into an AM radio station? I don't understand. I can't. Whatever, to each its own, or their own, or I still don't know how to say that. But I love everybody, you know? I mean, even if you're an older person that talks bad about me behind my back, you think, but it's to my face. You know, what, I mean, I love it. Storytelling machine, dude. God, that's what I am. I am a storytelling machine. So it all comes full circle. He was looking for a machine that played stories on disc, and I'm a storytelling machine. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Nothing, motherfucker. You're going to return that tomorrow. I guarantee you're going to return it. And you're going to, because you ain't going to be able to figure out how to work it. And it'll be my fault. I love it, dude. Oh, man. So, yeah, we're about to start working on the next project. Picking out some beats for it as we speak. Got a few beats already that I've had. I'm working on some tracks, too. I think we're going to go with Baker's Dozen Volume 4. Rap Dusty Rhodes, I don't know yet. We'll figure it out, but we're going to make it happen, Captain. You understand what I'm saying to you? Here's what I'm thinking. what am I, 8? Here's what I'm thinking. That ain't even, I mean, that's bad for an 8-year-old, like a 4-year-old. Mama, hear what I'm thinking. That's what I sounded like just then, except worse, because I'm 35 and I said it. What I can't stand is if it's traffic time and it's a red light, I stop at the red light if I know I can't get underneath it to where I block traffic because there's traffic at the other light ahead of me. But motherfuckers don't care like I do. See, I care more than a lot of other people's. I care more than other people's because you know why? Here's what I'm thinking. But yeah, people are just not considerate of others around them. Oh, what just happened? That was a hiccup, a cough. I think I may have farted. I don't know what just happened. Come on, people. Hashtag I'm a storytelling machine. Yee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. whip around me, brother. I mean, good. You're going to be the first one at the red light to leave. You fucking child molester, man. I got a show improved merch on sale, man. We still got them on deck for y'all. Sizes small to 2XL. I'm out of the 3 through 5s. Got different colors in stock. Holla at ya, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Things are just making themselves happen, you know? I mean, because when you're blessed to be a storytelling machine, you can just make stuff work. You can. Mother Nature looks like she's fixing to drop a bomb on us, dude. It looks like she's finna spread them butt cheeks and just projectile diarrhea all over. It looks like hail rain is all finna come out of this big ass cloud over the top of me right now. It's gonna be a plethora of precipitation. P.O.P. Plethora of precipitation. Got them for days, baby. Pop. It's that pop for you. Plethora of precipitation. Did I say precipitation? I said precipitation. I think somebody's over here shooting some heroin at the light here. It is Madison area, so God bless them. I don't have any Narcan. I need somebody to keep an eye on them. So, yeah. Still no word if they've decided on making that, getting the green light on the McDonald's in my town. So we'll keep y'all updated on that. Let's hope they don't, for my sake. But who knows? Traffic on the interstate. Luckily, I don't have to go very far. I only have to go like 1 mile up and get off at the next exit. So it's not too horrifying. Interstate traffic, like gridlock interstate traffic. I think I would rather like donate blood through my urethra. I mean, I don't even think that's a possibility. I hope to never find out, but sitting in interstate traffic at 5 o'clock, I mean, and as bad as Nashville traffic has gotten over the last few years because everybody's fucking moving here and hipsterifying the place, I look at like people that I know on Facebook and Instagram that live like in California and stuff. It is unbelievable how bad traffic is there. Like, you'll be sitting in traffic and it's no joke, like 3 hours, and everybody, it's just normal to waste 3 hours of your day in regular ass traffic. So Chad, when you think about them people, okay, minimum wage there I think is like $68 an hour too, because it's $416 a gallon for gas and $28.50 for a pack of smokes. So it all equals out, you know, in the end. We are going to go one way or the other. So what is happening? So yeah, I don't know if I told you about the Ridgetop Police Department shutting down. Well, they're already back in business. The boys are back in town, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're going through Ridgetop, don't speed. I mean, even if you don't speed, you're probably gonna get pulled over, but just have your license and identification and all that stuff ready. It's just a good old boy. Bow, 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 bow. Have me no harm. Bow, 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 bow. Very, old, very, phony, very, highly, very, rally here. Shout out to Dukes of Hazzard. Never seen an episode in my life, but I know that song because Lil White remixed it back in the day. We're halfway into the episode, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Big old spoiler. That's never happened in life. Hashtag blinker gang, bitch. You don't use your blinker, do you, jacked up truck? You don't. The world owes you nothing. Or the world owes you everything, don't they? Because you got a big ass Mickey Thompson tires on your truck. So heaven forbid you use a blinker. Mother Nature's starting to pee on me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's getting fireworks season. You see these tents? You see these tents and fireworks stands? Come get you bottle rockets, baby. Come get you, do they have any, I don't know nothing about fireworks. I was one of those kids that didn't really give a fuck about fireworks. 4th of July, I just wanted hamburgers. I didn't care about, I mean, if I saw fireworks, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. Where's the other burger? Where's the hot dogs at? I didn't have any desire to shoot fireworks or go light them and everything like all these little kids. I was scared to death of them. I did remember, I know back in the day, years ago, 15, 20 years ago, at one of the fireworks tents in Ridgetop, me and my brother swear that we saw Booger from Revenge of the Nerds at the Ridgetop fireworks tent. So there's that. I mean, it probably wasn't him. And I didn't have the courage to ask him. Hey, were you Dudley Dawson from the Revenge of the Nerds films? As you hear Mother Nature pissing all over me. Holy shit. I told you. She had something brewing. Projectile diarrhea all over us right now. We'll get through it, though. And the funniest thing is that the sun's out. So, whatever. Just a good old boy. Never mean no harm. Oh, what came out today? Tide. Us came out. Definitely going to pick that up when it gets cheaper. It's $28. That's definitely not happening. I don't want to see it that bad. But I do want to see it. I enjoyed Get Out. I feel that Get Out was a tad overrated, though. I think Get Out was good, but I didn't think it was amazing. But I've heard this one. This got mixed reviews. But we'll definitely be picking that up soon. Just a good old boy. I think the new Child's Play movie's coming out soon at the theater. I gotta be honest with you, man. I mean, I'm gonna go see it. I think me and Ivy may go see it at some point. I'm not that excited about it. Old smart home Chucky, like Wi-Fi Chucky. I get it, but plus you got Mark Hamill doing the voice of Chucky. I'm not really excited about that. I'm not a huge Chucky fan. I mean, I like the first one, but But I'm down to check it out, though. July's going to be a pretty cool month. That movie Crawl's coming out. It's like an alligator movie. Looks dope. I think it's the same guy that did Hills Have Eyes remake, which I love. If you listen to this, you probably know how much I love the movie Hereditary last year. Ivy loved it. Ivy hated it. But the same director from Hereditary is putting out a movie in July called Midsummer. It looks fucking crazy. Definitely going to see that. Something else comes out. I know It 2 comes out soon. I don't know when exactly. Men in Black International, which I have no desire to see. I didn't even see. I've only seen the first one. So, there's that. Just a good old boy. Now we're, and just like that, this is how bipolar Mother Nature's bitch ass is. We just went through a monsoon for about a mile, and now the sun's out and it ain't even rained where I'm at now. That's how you know it's a woman. Mother Nature obviously is female. That's why they call her Mother. Because she's so just, I mean, literally, like a mile up the road, it was a monsoon. It hasn't even rained where I'm at right now. Crazy, crazy. Everybody's crazy. Tripping on me. Mark Morrison. Heat Rock. Me and Brian Skaggs are the only people that know that song. Or this other song that's on the Mark Morrison album with Return of the Mac. get horny, get horny. Yes, you got me horny. That's actually the song, the lyrics of one of his songs. It's females singing get horny, like demanding he get horny. Like telling him, get horny. And he's like, you got me horny. Oh, I love it, dude. Mark Morrison, dude. What happened to him? He had Return of the Mac, and then that was... Then he put out Get Horny, and then that's pretty much the extent of his career. You can't go wrong with Return of the Mac, though, man. Return of the Mac is an all-time classic. Everybody's crazy. Storytelling machine. Hashtag storytelling machine, damn it. Oh, man. I always find a way to come up with a title. I never know what the title's going to be before the episode starts, but somewhere along the lines, we fumble our way to one. So. Oh, Rich Top, Rich Top, Rich Top. I don't think there's ever been a time during the day where I didn't get stuck at the only red light in Rich Top. I don't, in the 30 years, I've been driving since I was 18. I've been driving 17 years. I didn't get my license until I was 18 because I was a chicken shit. I had my permit, but Chad's, stay on track. 17 years I've been a driver of an automobile. And I don't think I've ever not had to sit at this fucking light during the daytime. Nighttime I usually get through, I don't have to sit at it, but every single time. I guess they gotta get you. It's the only one. We feel like it's the only one we got. Damn it. Everybody's gonna take this to the face. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. My sanity, if I ever had it, it escaped me years ago. So, big whoop. Want to fight about it? It isn't. There ain't been a drop of rain. Not the first drizzop in Greenbrier. Isn't that some shit? That's just some shit, Chad. Again, weirdo laugh. How's everybody been doing out there, man? Has everybody been doing good? Everybody have a good Father's Day? Hopefully everybody's Father's Day went to plan, and my hearts go out to anybody that, you know, are without their fathers. My heart goes out to you on that. I tried Bojangles for the first time on Father's Day. Bojangles was legit. I never had it, man. You know, I'm a big connoisseur of the chicken, and which is really good for you. I'm not going to stop eating chicken. I'll stop eating pork and beef before I stop eating chicken. Can't lie to you, man. Bojangles was pretty busting. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't get the Cajun style or whatever that crazy shit is people eat, where your tongue falls off when you eat it. I don't even know if they have that at Bojangles. But Bojangles was legit, man. So if you ain't never tried Bojangles, hey, you just got a very detailed review on their food from me just then. It's busting. I'll be looking for my sponsorship email from Bojangles in the email. Oh, man. This episode's just been as productive as the others. Which is not productive at all. So. If you're listening to this, wherever it is that you're listening to this, and you're not subscribed to me, please do so. If it's YouTube or iTunes, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Anchor, whatever it is that you're listening to, whatever the other ones are. Stop bullshitting, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop bullshitting, man. Damn it, Bobby. Damn it, Chatty Bobby. I'm going to need my gas mileage to start increasing like it used to be. This shit ain't even fucking funny. I put $15 worth of gas in my car yesterday, and I've only been to Nashville and back and Greenbrier and back, and I ain't got no goddamn gas in my tank. I'm going to need that to stop. Stop. Summer, summer, summertime. Your gas always runs dry. I don't know. Summertime. Now it looks like it used to. She done peed on it all over in this part of the town, but she done skipped her loo on up the road some. Cause the sun's out, but it's just slicker than a fucking, I don't know, insert redneck saying for slicker than. I love everybody. It's humid as shit, but I'm sitting here complaining about how humid it is, and my AC is just blowing perfectly. I'm a piece of shit. I'm an ungrateful sack of dog shit. That's what I am. But I tell you what else I am. Hashtag storytelling machine. You know what I mean? Ha ha! Make sure you sit at the four-way stop for an ample amount of time, Chad. Don't roll through the stop sign. 10 and 2. I hope everybody has a good day, or good night, or good afternoon, or good morning. Whenever you're listening to this episode, you know, my main thing is that I try to get you through your whatever you're doing. You know, whatever's making you click on this link, it's because you want to be entertained, you want to be laughed at, you want to be able to laugh at me and hear my rant. And if you're just trying to get from point A to point B in the car, or you're working out, or you're sitting at the house playing video games, or whatever you're doing, you're at your job with your headphones in, and you just need a good little 30-minute segment to just make you fucking question what you just did with your life, then I'm your guy, you know? Because after I record these 30-minute episodes, I'm like, what did I just do to everybody's life for not right now? 30 minutes of the life that they're not going to get back when they listen to this. And for some reason, they keep listening. So, whatever. Because all I do is work, 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 work. Oh, man, that grass looks really nice, Clark. Nice and green-like, you know what I mean? Can't beat it with a stick. You can't. You can't beat it with a stick. But if y'all haven't subscribed to me, please do so. If you're listening to this on YouTube, subscribe to the Triple Flicks Mafia YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed to my solo channel, Chatty Bobby 1130, and you're a fan of battle rap, then subscribe to your boy, please. Pretty please. Thank you. I love you. Okay? We're going to keep pumping out these episodes. Just like we always do, man. We're gonna keep the train moving. Chicka 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 chicka. Chicka 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 chicka. You know what I'm saying? That was all freestyle. It was a freestyle. I didn't even have to write that down. Just then I came up with all that on my top of my head. All those deep lyrics just boom, flowed together nice. Great substance. Fuck. Well, I love y'all, man. Be good to each other. If you see somebody, if you come across somebody that looks like they're going through something, talk to them. See if you can maybe help them. We're all going through something in our life. Some, you know, and I can't sit here and say my struggle is worse than yours, or yours is worse than mine, or because everybody's struggle is their own struggle. You know what I mean? It's all different. But while we're here, all we can do is make the most of it. Because we're not going to be here forever. Nobody is. So, while we're here, man, let's just laugh and shit. Oh, that's going to be etched in the books and on all kinds of paintings and everything. While we're here, let's just laugh and shit. I mean, oh, I love y'all, man. while we're here, let's just laugh and shit. Oh, I'm such a, just a hillbilly. I'm just a fucking hillbilly. I love y'all, man. Have a great rest of the time of your life, okay? Subscribe to everything that involves me. Thank you.